Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. Spring has sprung and it's been very, very busy around here with all the spring rodeos, but today's episode doesn't really have anything to do with spring or current rodeos. I think this is a really neat little throwback episode to set the scene of what you're going to hear today. Back in 2008, Luke Brown qualified for his first NFR where he would go on to place in 7 of 10 rounds. But his trip to Vegas wasn't really punched until September of that year when he won the Pendleton Roundup with his regular season partner, Monty Joe Petska. On this episode of The Short Score, Chelsea Schaefer, the host of The Score, had a quick conversation with Luke about winning Pendleton in 2008 and why it was so important. What I think is the best part about this episode is that this is kind of a precursor to an article you'll get to read in the May issue of the Team Roping Journal magazine, where you'll be able to, like I said, read about the win and see all the cool throwback pictures from that day, even though personally 2008 doesn't feel that long ago. So I hope you guys enjoy reliving the day Luke Brown won the Pendleton Roundup in 2008. This episode is brought to you by Purina Replenimash. Attention horse owners, are you looking to help your horse recover with ease after a strenuous workout? Would you like to nourish your horse and their digestive system? If so, try the new Purina Replenimash product. It's much more than a mash. Replenimash promotes hydration, replenishes electrolytes, and supports gastric comfort. Put Purina's research to the test. Stop in your local Purina retailer and grab a bag of Purina Replenimash product.
I went and got the CDs that had all the old spin-to-wins on it, and I made them digital and I put them on my computer, and so I have like everything back to 2004, all the pictures and stuff, and they're cool, and there's cool old pictures of tiny baby Luke, and I wanted to talk about tiny baby Luke and how he won Pendleton in 2008.
No, I see. That's a pretty good story.
Well, tell me it. I didn't go and read the article, so tell me what was going on in 2008.
Well, I was on the bubble the week before Pendleton was Puyallup, and Monty Joe didn't get in Puyallup, so I drew a partner, and I drew Michael Jones, and I missed the first one, and I thought my life was over. My NFR dreams were done. We won the second round. So that was just enough money to give me some more hope. And so the next week is Pendleton, and we were staying at Troy Frazier's, and me and Monty and Coulter and Caesar and Corey and Sherry, and I don't know who all was there, but we were all staying at Troy Frazier's house, and we decided to go out in the pasture, and we set up some panels and some electric wire fence, and we made a makeshift Pendleton Arena. Mm-hmm. and we practiced, and I rode Slam because that's what I was riding there. It was the best thing I had. It was the only horse I wanted to ride there anyway, because sure, he was so goofy enough I felt like he wasn't gonna fall down. He's too fast. I missed the first six and I only got to run seven. And when I tell you, I felt so bad for Monty Joe. Finally, the seventh one, I turned the seventh one, and he healed him. And so I got one out of seven the day before Pendleton started. And then we placed on our first one at Pendleton, and then we caught our second one. And I don't remember what callback we was. Maybe fourth or fifth callback, I guess. And we took the lead. We had a really good steering short round, and we took the lead and then ended up winning it. And then that was when I knew that gave me enough money to cinch the deal to make the NFR first time.
And you had been trying to make the NFR a while at that point, right? Like, you'd had your card.
I went a couple of times in the winter. Like, I don't remember. Like, just on and off a couple of times. But I did go I went 07, I wrote with York up till Cheyenne, mm-hmm. Then I wrote with Al But in the fall, in 07. So I went all year pretty much in 07. 06, I went some, went in the summer some. Went a few to winter rodeos, and then I went some in the summer with Travis Graves. And then we placed a little bit, and then I went home after Cheyenne in 06. So I've been some, just, I mean, some on and off, but.
Yeah. So that
really,
was.
08 was the, really the year that I tried the hardest.
Yeah. And how important was that, like, that first one or breaking the ice to make the finals that year? Like, how critical was that for your mental game at that point?
No, that was like a bucket list dream come true.
Yeah.
And I've always said it. I mean, even then, I figured I'd never make it again. I mean, it's just... You know, people don't really realize how hard it is to make the NFR. I mean, it is. It was then, and it is now. I mean, it is extremely hard to make the NFR. I think. So, yeah, every one of them has been a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't. I guess I didn't even. I was looking back through pictures or looking back through your career biography, looking for things that you won, to try to kind of figure out what I should look for that was your big break or like your breakout big win. But I don't remember ever seeing you wear your Pendleton buckle. Do you wear it or is it always been on a shelf at home? Like I didn't remember, no, I guess that you won Pendleton.
I wore it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did. I've wore some. It's faded out pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
While I've got you here, I figure we'd go over who won what pro rodeos over the weekend, kind of like I used to do when I first took on the short score. So this weekend, the Clark County Fair and Rodeo in Logandale happened, and Brenton Hall and Caden Perfilli took the aggregate title with a 9.8 on two head for $4,049 a man. They also split fourth and fifth in the first round with a 5-flat for $1,467 a man, and they also won fourth in the second round with a 4.8 for $1,643 each. Oakdale officially kicked off the California run, and boy, was it muddy. Jeff Lenikin and Jake Miner won the average with a 16-flat on two steers for $2,831 each. In the rounds, they finished 6th in the first round with a 7-6 for $656 a man, and they also finished 6th in the second round with an 8.4 for $656 each. Tyson Charlie and Wyatt Gibson won the Kingsman Andy Devine PRCA Rodeo in Kingman, Arizona with a 5-flat for $2,010 a man. And rodeo action isn't done quite yet in the Southeast. Kevin Daniel and Justin Yost won the Weekly Brothers Davy Pro Rodeo in Davy, Florida with a 5.6 second run for $920 each. That wraps up the Pro Rodeo news from the weekend and this episode of The Short Score.